My name is Harris Rosen, and I'm president of Rosen Hotels and Resorts right here in Central Florida. We've been in the hospitality business since 1974, so we've got 37 years under our belt. We've grown from a little 256-room motel to 7 hotels with 6,500 rooms.
Incredible. Now, what drew you to this particular event? And could you describe it? Sherry, do you want to help me out with this interview? How did you guys connect?
We want to know why you are interested in what we do.
Well, I just shared with a group at breakfast what created this interest and passion I have for giving back. I shared with everyone that I was born and raised on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, a neighborhood referred to as Hell's Kitchen, where my grandparents came to settle from Russia and Austria. And about 20, 25 years ago, I decided that the good Lord had been so kind to me that it was time for me to get back and extend a helping hand to those who needed a helping hand. And so we created the Rosen Foundation, and we knew that education was the key. And so in a disadvantaged, mostly minority neighborhood called Tangelo Park, we put together a program with two educators who I've grown to know and respect, Sarah Spinkle and Bill Spoon, who helped me put this little program together, which provides a free preschool education for all of the 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds in the neighborhood. And we have 10 little schools in the neighborhood that take care of about 60 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. We then work with the elementary school, we work with the middle school, we work with the high school to make sure that all of our youngsters graduate from high school. And the carrot is that if they graduate from high school and are accepted to vocational school, community college, or college in Florida, the Rosen Foundation pays for everything. We pay their room, board, tuition, books, travel, whatever. And we've sent over 220 youngsters on to college from Tangelo Park in the past 20 years, and it's a program that is now beginning to gain some national recognition. We're funded exclusively by the Rosen Foundation. We don't accept funds from any of the public sector, and our school, Tangelo Park Elementary School, has been an A-rated FCAP school for 6 of the past 7 years. 85% of our youngsters who graduate from high school accepted to college graduate from college. And we're very, very proud of that. So it is our relationship with the minority community at Tangelo Park. We have built the Rosen Hospitality College. We have a $5 million scholarship endowment. Most of those funds go to minority students. We are very, very close to our dear friends at Bethune-Cookman College and Trudy Reed, and have raised money for scholarships for Bethune-Cookman University. And paid for a beautiful, beautiful statue, which everyone is so proud of at that university. And we also have a major program going on in Haiti. We've been working in Haiti for the past 15 years. So it comes from the neighborhood where I grew up and where my parents instilled in my brother and myself the need and the importance of education to level the playing field. And so because, as I said, we've been so blessed, we are now giving back, and that's what brought us to this African Heritage Group.
Yeah, I can't help but to think about Julius Rosenwald. Are you familiar with this gentleman?
Of course.
Julius Rosenwald.
He was president of Sears Roebuck, and he created the first little school right here in, I think, Aldermont Springs. Yeah. Listen, there have been many, many wonderful philanthropists throughout the decades and centuries that have done wonderful things, and, you know, I'm just trying to do my little part.
Well, you're doing a great, great job, and I'm getting chills on the back of my neck listening to you and hearing the similarities between you and Rosenwald, not just your name, but what you're doing is exceptional. I'm stunned. I can't believe who I'm talking to, and this is really a privilege. Terry, do you have anything to add before we allow Mr. Rosen?
We are, of course, representing the UNESCO Transatlantic Slave Trade and then the Florida African-American History Task Force. And we are working toward infusing more African-American history into education K through 12th grade. And so this is very apropos because when those kids graduate, they're guaranteed that they're going to college and they have an opportunity. Plus, he's working with them in the grades K through 12, and this is paramount for Florida. And running an A school, that is outstanding because we have so many D&F schools here that it's very difficult, and they're closing some of those schools. So
Can I just add this point? You know my background is the Underground Railroad. And I hope that you include the stories of the Rosenwald and Mr. Rosen as part of the curriculum, because we could not have gotten this far without philanthropists and abolitionists like Mr. Rosen. So part of your curriculum, I hope that it will include the work of the people, as the people I just mentioned, Rosenwald and Mr. Rosen.
You're being very kind to link me with him, because he was a great, great, great individual and an extraordinary philanthropist. But let me share with you, just for 30 seconds, a dream that I have. We have proven that the Tangible Park program works. It works brilliantly. Crime in the neighborhood down 60%. Graduation rates now at 100% from about 30%. Kids going to college and graduating from college. Families staying together, youngsters starting school at 2, 3, and 4. When our youngsters leave preschool and head to kindergarten and they're tested, 75% of them are tested as exceptional, as special students. It works at Tangible Park. It could work in every single disadvantaged neighborhood in the United States of America. I'm hoping and praying that other people like me will look at this program and replicate it, because if we do, if we can replicate this program, we won't recognize our society. We'll have to build more universities. We'll have to close prisons. I mean, it's just amazing what a simple program like this can do, and we don't take any money at all from the government. All of this is funded through our foundation. Gates can do it. Buffett can do it. Fortune 500 companies can do it. Professional sports franchises can do it. If everyone would just hop on board, we won't have individuals living in neighborhoods where there is no hope. Everyone will have hope for great education, and that's my dream.
And I think he has summarized it very, very well. And Tangiblewood Park is here in Orlando,
right,
Florida. And I know students and people who have come out of that area, so I know about you. And they told me about the playgrounds and all the other activities that they have over there, and the opportunities for them to go and to see cultural activities that they never would have had if it had not been for this particular program.
Can I close the interview by saying that I have a YouTube channel, and it features Julius Rosenwald, and we are also going to include Mr. Rosen on that YouTube channel, a clip from this interview. Is this okay with Mr. Rosen?
Absolutely okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also we have some information about Tangible Park, so we'll be happy to send it to you. So someone will give me all of the information about where we can send our package, and we'll send it to you.
Excellent. That's great. And enjoy the rest of your day. I heard you're on vacation, and we are blessed that you took the time out of your vacation to stop by and talk to the Black History Tours radio show.
It's my pleasure, and God bless you.
Thank you.